Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me, fellas. Goddamn, man. I listened to two of my last shows. I don't really listen to them, you know, because I already know what I'm saying. But I did listen to them. And, man, I had so few calls. I'm telling you, man, I'll be trying to go a couple hours, you know, because it takes that long sometimes. But I was checking some shit out I had did in the past. And I was talking about motherfuckers doing YouTube videos for 2 and 3 hours. Talking about they begging motherfuckers, you know, to listen to them and shit. And then when I, you know, looked at a lot of my shit recently, since I, you know, stopped doing Facebook and shit, I see a lot of my shit is 2 hours. And then I realized that shit is true. When you have to take all that goddamn time to fucking say what the hell you gonna say to reach whoever you're trying to reach, man, you big, you know, and I ain't finna do that no more. I didn't realize, man, if I'm on here an hour, fine. If I'm on here 45 minutes, that's a long motherfucking time to me. So I'm just saying, in order to do shit, you gotta be ready for the shit you're trying to do. You can't want to do something that you ain't ready for. I'm telling you, I meet with a lot of fucking CEOs. Well, not a lot, but, I mean, you know, the ones I do meet with, they're impressed. Now, I'm not talking about I'm so impressed. I'm talking about most of them believe that my content is too strong for them to deal with. Otherwise, it is just too focused of an audience. There's not a broad enough audience. So, I mean, you know, I spoke with a motherfucker this past weekend, and he reaffirmed how they felt about my products. Otherwise, my shit, man, you know, you only fucking with street people. But he also saw what I was saying was for the general public. So he said, you know, my material was really, really racy. But he could see where it would blow up if promoted correctly. So he instructed me to only talk to him when I call. Now, to me, I'm getting royalty treatment as far as that goes. It is all because when they came calling, because these people call me, when they came calling, I was fully prepared and I was ready. I had all the files. Man, I'm saying I was ready. I was in position, or I was in the position that they needed me to be in, because they needed me to have files. They needed everything to have been fully mixed down in fucking whatever they call that shit. And they needed ready to go. And my shit was ready to go. So what I'm saying is, I'm sure you motherfuckers have all heard, close but no cigar. See, that don't apply to me no more. I'm in the mix and only need to choose which cigar I can afford. And I don't mean afford as in having enough money. Already have enough money to buy any fucking cigar in the world. I mean, can I afford it by the stature and respect I've earned in my new field of endeavor. See, this is what you guys don't do. You don't think past what you're actually doing. You don't look at where you're going. You only trip on what you've done. That's fine. But it's not going to motherfucking take you all away, what you've done. It's my time to blow up. And the only thing I need to do is show you how to accomplish the same feats I'm talking about. Which is what I'm talking about right now. Whatever the fuck I'm doing is, you know, what I'm doing. But there's no fucking way you can't do the same thing. There's just no way. Of course, you're not going to do what I'm doing. But I'm talking about the same thing as far as think of something. Think of how you're going to do it. And then fucking do it. You can do the same shit. But see, you want to win without being prepared. Why do you think a professional football player practices? Why do you think that coach make them practice as a team? Because when you get on the field in the game, you have to be able to play. You ain't going to be able to play without a plan. Well, of course you can play without a plan. But how far you think you're going to get? Without a plan, they kick off, bam, and you go, ooh, you ran a touchdown. But they don't get the ball. They going to do some shit. You don't know what you're going to do to defend against the shit. Do, then you're going to lose. Same in life. When you plan, produce, and proceed with your idea, you can't lose. All right. So, yesterday, I'm driving my daughter's car. And I noticed it was running a little warm. So I decided to be a nice guy, be a dad, and take the motherfucker to my mechanic and have him check it out. An hour later, he called me. Hey, Johnny. Shit, I hear that shit. I already know I'm getting charged. So he started talking about how Chargers are pretty good vehicles and shit. And then he told me that it was my water pump. I took a sigh of relief because that should be no more than $150. But I asked him, how much in my loans are going to pay? Now that's when he started explaining Chargers to me. Just like when you buy weed. When I was young, you pull up on the motherfucker, hey, you got some weed? Motherfucker say, yeah, man, this is the kind of shit you pull off from him. Fuck him. Motherfucker got to explain the weed to you. He ain't. That's a buck. You pull up to him, man, you got the weed? Yeah, and hand you some weed. You buy that shit and you gone. Why? Because this nigga know it's good weed. He don't want to hear your shit. You don't need to hear his shit. And he just can't eat the weed and gone. When the motherfucker start explaining shit, best believe you get charged. So, motherfuckers start explaining Chargers and the motors and shit. And that's when he said the water pump is inside the motor. And it's going to cost $650. $650? Man, I'm one of them motherfuckers that I can't afford no $400 emergency. But I keep having to pay for hella shit that's unexpectedly in my motherfucking face. So what do? I have to have a certain amount of money. Otherwise, the struggle continues. Like, you guys got to understand, October semester coming up, yeah, I got some deals for your ass. Deals, 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 and more deals. That's what I got for you. And we all know money talks. And you know what walks. So I want you to get at me with whatever you got. Don't have to beat the sidebar university. I'm talking about for all the shit, whatever. Just get at me. And when you do, we're going to converse about whatever the fuck amount of money you spending and what I could do for it. Because I'm really willing to do a lot of shit, because this guy that I talked to this morning, this weekend. Long as everything go as planned, I'm just finna be cool. So, just get at me. What I really, want to do at this point, just talk about some shit, because a lot of you motherfuckers don't know why I got off Facebook. And, Facebook was fine for what I was using it for, blah, blah, blah. But I got put off Facebook, not put off, but I was threatened to be put off because I was too forceful or bullying. Now, you got to understand, I got reported by some motherfucker who calls into the show or video, whatever. And he has this or that to say. Oh, shit. I forgot, man. I'm on this month of it. Oh, couple of questions. I'm sorry. 447. Look like a out of the country. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Oh, it's that fucking pizza guy. Hey, dude, I ain't got no fucking pizza. Hey, 202, what's up? 202, you went off too. All right, fuck it. Hey, pizza dude, come on, man. Give me a break with this shit. Any motherfucking way. Some motherfucker recorded me for bullying. And by him reporting me without giving any details shows why he's a punk and why I was doing and saying the way, doing him the way I was and saying the shit I was saying to him. Now, I didn't talk to him a few times on my show, and each time I had to hang up on him. But the last time, he was talking about it's okay to have women as friends. And I got several women who were school chums I grew up with. And I know them, I speak to them, blah, blah, blah. Then I know I ain't never getting the fuck, even one of them motherfuckers. So I speak to them. I might even dance with them. But I don't ride with them, and I don't buy them drinks, and they don't want me to. Because they know if I'm with them like that, I'm going to want to hit that goddamn pussy. They know that. But this fool kept insisting it was okay to ride around with women. Then he posted some shit on my Facebook page, and I went off on him. Hurt his feelings, and he told Facebook. Now, I don't know about these fucking new wave dudes, but to me, that was some weak shit. So, I'm on Facebook, but apologize to my thin-skinned admirer, because the last thing I want to do is insult someone who listens and frequents my goddamn videos, even though the motherfucker is spouting shit I don't like, then had a nerve to come on my page doing the same thing. 813, I see you, baby. What's up? Hey, 447, you out of country, motherfucker. I am not going to choose you because you asking about some goddamn pizza. Go ahead, 813.
Yo, what's up, bud?
Man,
I heard you talking about that. I heard you talking about that Facebook and them trying or canceling you. Did they try or they actually canceled?
Do what?
I heard you talking about Facebook and how they tried to cancel you or they canceled you.
Well, they only threatened to cancel me. I got off the motherfucker. Fuck Facebook. You know, I can't be mean. Fuck that motherfucking shit. What I'm saying is they was going to make a nigga be off for however long, but it was going to be a mark against me. So fuck them. I quit Facebook. That's why I quit. I don't fuck with it no more.
Nah, I feel you. I mean, that's what they've been doing. I don't know if you peeped it, but if you take it back 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, man, all of online was reckless. People were like, celebrities were crying because it was like, yo, I'm a human too. Like, don't hit me so bad in the comments and blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
But see,
and you could
see,
do
that's
whatever.
That's what's wrong, man. The country, the laws or whatever, then got so politically correct. If a motherfucker's feelings get hurt, you wrong. Man, this motherfucker can have really thin skin. You know, how the fuck are I'm going to be responsible for somebody's feelings because of something I said? You know, if them motherfuckers are so, you know, wearing their feelings on their shoes, they shouldn't be in a crowded place because you might get your toes stepped on. And every time you get your toes stepped on, your feelings going to get hurt. Come on, man. Who the fuck want to do that? That was some good shit, though, bro. 202, what's up?
No, but I...
Hold on, 813. 202, what's up?
What's up, bud?
Nothing was happening.
Ain't nothing, man. I just wanted to say that, you know, since graduating from SWU, I've been learning and growing and developing. This is Jonathan Gentry.
Jonathan, what's going on, man?
Bruh, I just wanted to personally say thank you. You know, I hear you when you're online. I don't think that the audience hears you. I really do not think that they believe in what you are saying. I just want to come on and just kind of stamp it. I'm a young man out of Washington, D.C. I'm a graduate. I'm plugged in with the alumni. I mean, this is some of the most beneficial information that I've had in my life. It's changing me in so many different ways. Manhood is before me. It's just for me to step into, and I'm thankful, Professor.
Listen, man, I want you to do me a favor. You said it has changed you in so many ways. Tell me a couple of the ways that it changed you. Tell the audience a couple of the ways.
It's made me think critically. Before, I was thinking, but I was really just responding. I wasn't proactively doing anything. I was just responding to what was coming to me. I was not setting the precedent for what was going to happen in my life. I was just kind of responding to things when it came to women. I was just responding. You know, I really wasn't leading, first thing. Second thing, it gave me an asshole rack of confidence. Why did it give me confidence? Because I was doing things now and not just letting shit happen to me.
Bro, keep going, man. Hey, keep going. And if I disappear, it's because I went to the bathroom. I had to get some goddamn toilet paper to wipe this calm off, man. You making me
calm.
Hey,
you know, I've just learned so much about the demeanor and posture of a gentleman of leisure, and I've been able to apply these things to myself. You know, and I'm not sending anyone anywhere, right? If anything, I'm sending myself to look at myself and to really be the best version of myself. And through this self-discovery, but it's, you know, I'm just getting the responses that I've been looking for from people, from the people around me. You know, my relationship's dynamics. It's, I deal with more than one woman openly. I'm in more control now than I was before, you know, and this is just great. And I'm not perfect yet.
Hey, let me ask you this. So, all these things you just explained, What did it do? All these things. What did it do for your confidence?
It shot it through the roof.
Through the
Can
roof.
Can I tell them why?
Yeah, hell
roof.
Yeah.
The reason why is because I know shit now. Knowing shit gives you confidence.
Hey, wait. Come on, let me ask this. I don't tell you what to do or think. I mean, I tell you what I tell you as far as the course go, but isn't everything you're doing your own thoughts?
Yes. It's my world. It has to be my thoughts.
Hey, bro, and you got that from SWU?
I got that from SWU. I'm a motherfucking go-getter.
Hey, motherfucker, he's a dope dealer because the shit he spit is dope. He give you a little bit, and then you got to come back for some more.
Man, you better come back for some more.
Hey, Dallas, I'm really Hey, wait, let me ask you something else. How much did I pay you to say this shit?
You ain't pay me a damn thing. All you did was kick some game, and I was just sitting there listening.
You was sitting there soaking it up. Once it got in your motherfucking ass enough, you start implementing it in your life. Then you start seeing the shit that you was saying in reality was counterproductive. Then you did something about that. Because, you know, your instructor, fuck you. You ain't sitting in the same place with me. You growing. And man, I'm so glad you called in because I damn it could stop the show right now because everything you just said is where I'm coming from. And I use all these fucking words to say what you just said. If you want to get what this man got, and he wasn't stupid when he came in the group, he just understood what he needed in his life. And Sidewalk University provides it because Sidewalk University don't want you to trip on what they got to say. I want to trip on what you got to say, and I want you to trip on what you got to say, and I want you to say where you coming from so that you can do it. Because what we do, man, we think it and do what?
Think it and do it.
Because why?
That's the only way to do it. What's the use of thinking and thinking about it? It ain't going to do nothing but give you anxiety. Do it. Fail. Win. Whatever the outcome is. Learn from it.
That's my man, Jonathan. Jonathan, you got parts one and two of that audio book, don't you?
Yes, sir. I've listened to part one several times because I'm still trying to figure out the trick.
Well, as long as you got it, because I was finna hit you with it, man. Love this conversation, man. Really appreciate it.
All right, later on.
Right on. See you guys. 813. Go ahead. What was you thinking?
Yeah.
I
was just kicking it. I hadn't watched the show in a minute, and then you popped up on my screen. I'm like, I gotta reach out and listen. And then you was just talking about the Facebook thing, and I just know a lot of people who ain't even on your level as far as the amount of attention and the amount of fans and the amount of people that come and check you out ain't even on your level, and they're getting canceled just because they're saying something that Facebook don't like. But I only want to jump on that after what my man just said and what you just said. I'm like, we got to let that breathe for a minute, man.
Check this out. What do you think about what bro just said? First, do you think I hired him to come call in?
Nah, that was a little too breezy right there. It didn't feel scripted. It didn't feel. You know what I'm saying? It didn't feel that way. I mean, hey, anything is possible, but it don't matter. Because I remember when I read your book the first time, I didn't know if you were still alive. I didn't know where you were, man. I just read your book.
Wait, that's important. But what's more important is what you felt Bro was saying. What did you get?
Okay.
First, I wanted to see if you believed it, and evidently you don't think it was scripted, so you think he really was, you know, speaking off the top of his head. So what do you think about the point that he made in his life?
Well, I know you want me to hit up that directly, but I got to kind of tell you this first part because that's what I felt when I listened to him. So when I read your book the first time, I don't know what it was. I'm just reading your book, man. I got this thing came over me, man. The way I was talking was different. It only lasted a little bit because, you know, I mean, if I'm not reading it every day, you ain't getting that power every day. But my speech was different. The way I was talking to people was different. I was calling people up just like energy was totally different. And hearing him speak, it reminded me of that moment. It reminded me of the confidence I felt just reading your book, not going through the course. So he was telling me about the course, and I felt that same electricity. And I knew it was real because, like I said, I read your book, and I was blown away by it. Like literally, like, felt like I was, I'm 6'4". I felt like I was, shit, like 10 feet tall after reading the book.
Let me ask you this about the book. Is there anything in particular, not a scene or anything, is there any overwhelming or overall feeling that you got from the book as far as this power or whatever made you feel 10 feet tall? If you don't know what it is,
I don't know if you wrote that book before you went and got your degrees or what it is, but there is a sense of – I've read some other people that have been in the game. The way you operate was like no other. Like, you seem like you
– Let me tell you what it was, bro. Listen, I got a couple other callers, but let me tell you what it was. You got, from what I wrote, how much care. I actually fucking cared. You know,
exactly.
All the shit you hear about pimps, you know, selfish, they are conceited. We are. What I'm saying is, but you don't get to hear, because I'm not the only one that care like that. I'm just the only one that stepped outside of that image of fuck a bitch. You understand what I'm saying? Every other motherfucker
100%.
Talking about fuck a bitch, you know, woo woo. And they don't really think that. Let me tell you something. I don't trust a bitch as far as I can see her. But that's what all niggas say in the pimp game. But all them motherfuckers go home. They all take their jewelry off. They all know this bitch know where their money is. And them motherfuckers go to sleep. And they gonna say they don't trust a bitch. Come on, man.
So it was your honesty. It was your honesty I was picking up.
Fuck yeah. That was the reason motherfucking bitches stayed with me, because I would tell them the fucking truth. Bitch, please, if you think that, you better get away from me, because I'm going to make your ass get mine, you know. But I'm going to reward you, too. Why would I want to drive a fucking Rolls Royce if you don't even have a car?
Yeah, that too. The way you take care of your women. It's like you were running a business.
Wait, no, fuck that. Listen to me, man. It was like I was getting money. It was like I was handling money. And if you want to say handling money is a business, then that's that. But what I'm saying is, think of this. This motherfucking bitch, let's say she made $500 a day. That's like $3,000 a week. That's like $12,000 a month. That's $144,000 a year. Now,
and that's just
what do you spend on this bitch monthly? If you spend her rent and whatever, you know, wham wham and zuzus or whatever, you might be spending $2,000. And that's if you being proper. Let's say you get her a car and you got a jewelry and all that shit. You might be spending $3,000 on the bitch every month. That bitch. But you pocketing $9,000. You are doing this with each bitch. So what I'm saying is, why can't this bitch have a new car?
Exactly.
Think of this. Wait, exactly. Listen. Think of this. She done bought and paid for that car in a month. And I'm paying a car note once a month. I'm saying that.
Well,
if you want to think business, that's business.
That's what I'm saying. Like when I say business, when I say business, I mean you're taking care of your assets and not treating them like how we tend to hear the game really goes. Like you was treating it proper. Like, look, why am I gonna
stop? What's wrong in what you're saying is you don't realize that I was really pimping, because that's what pimping is. It's not business. If you want to think business, then you're going to think all that bullshit. Business pay employees. I ain't paying no bitch. I don't want to get caught up in the business bullshit. I'm not afraid of what the pimping required or what it gave. So what I'm saying, what I'm saying is motherfuckers want to hear shit, but they don't want to hear the truth. Because the truth is, bro, you like the care. You like the thoroughness. You like the way I lived up to what the fuck I said out my mouth. I think that's what put you or whatever made you feel how you felt. What you think?
Powerful. Yeah, it made me feel powerful.
No, I'm not saying how you felt. I'm asking you, is that what made you feel what you felt, that I was honest, that I was telling the truth, that you thought everything opposite of what you saw me doing?
Yeah, it was clean, man. It was clean. Like you're pimping, but, I mean, forgive me for keep bringing it up as business. I do music. I'm usually in the studio. I'm usually the person producing, and I feel like I'm in a manager position. I send my artists out there to go and acquire money.
Other motherfuckers. Hold on. Stay off. 631, what's up? 631, what's up? 205, what's happening?
Brother, what's going on, man? All
right, this 205?
Yeah, this 205. They're Rod. Ricardo.
All right, come on. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to know, man, what happened with you and Steve the Dean, man? I ain't been noticing you am doing the show lately.
Well, we just ain't doing the show, you know. That nigga quit me a lot, man. And I ain't a motherfucker to just get quit and keep fucking with a nigga. You know, what the fuck you quit me for? You know, this, that, and the other going on, man. Let's just not do the show for a while. I ain't needing the show. I'm just, you know, doing stuff with my friends. But what really happened, to tell you the fucking truth, is that nigga called, you know, in the middle of the night, and he usually do that. And he motherfucking would be on his show live, and he would have some point to make. And, of course, you know, I'm going to clarify what he's talking about in my version, and I'm basically going to co-sign what he's saying. So the nigga called me. The nigga called me. And I'm on the phone, you know, like normal. And the nigga started asking me some shit about game and, you know, different shit. And I say, man, you know, I'm starting explaining what game is. And this motherfucking white boy started talking, telling me, no, that's not what game is. It's just all this goddamn shit. Man, who the fuck is this? And Dean, you know, Dean let this motherfucker talk. So I go off on them, you punk motherfucker. That's what white people do. They sit up and talk to a nigga and get what a nigga think. Then they going to redo it and say their version. You punk motherfucker, you couldn't go across the street with that bullshit you talking. Listen to this, man. You ain't going to believe this. So as we talking, Dean say, Bud, you don't go so hard. I say, man, fuck you, fuck this white boy, blah, 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 blah. He said, but this his show. I said, what? The nigga was on some other show, and he called me like me and him have the connection to do without telling me I'm on a white boy show.
That sounds like the police. Is,
man, ain't no way in the fuck I would even call in to a white boy show. Ain't no way in the fuck I would even answer anything on a goddamn white boy show. Because that's how they stole rap. That's how they stole soul. That's how they stole the blues. They get what it means, and then they say it to where the mass of motherfuckers can understand it, and then they take the credit. That's why fuck Thieves is he going to be talking about game. Because he ain't got no fucking game. How you going to have to explain to a motherfucker what game is? You don't. Motherfuckers enter the game and learn what game is. Because game can't be explained because there's too many different variables. But some nigga like Steve want to talk to white boys and explain their version. And of course Steve's doing what he thinks is real. But he's explaining it to a white boy. And this fucking white boy is going to take this information and pour water all over it. And once it's fucking watered down enough, he going to say the same shit to his audience. That's, hey, what do you, pimp my house, pimp my motherfucking car, pimp my ride. Come on, motherfucker, I hated the word pimp. Until white people took it and monetized it. Like Steve doing with, that's some big shit to me, man. I don't give a fuck if you hear what I'm saying. I don't give a fuck how he feel about what I'm saying. That's bitch shit. Because you know what? When I talk to him later and explain to you, I mean to him, what I'm explaining to you, you know what that motherfucker said? I don't care. Yeah. He said, I don't care.
Ooh. Ooh.
He said, I don't care. Man, what I'm supposed to do with that?
Get rid of it.
Man, if a motherfucker don't care about shit like that, then they're the enemy. They the ones destroying the shit. I explained all this to that nigga. Man, look, man, this is some separating type shit, man. Nigga, you know, I'm me. Okay, you are you, motherfucker. I believe that. But you spitting some fucked up shit right now. Well, man, I don't care. I don't care what I'm saying, bro. Think about what I'm saying. You remember the word pimp was hated. How the fuck did it become palatable? Because the white boy said, pimp my house out. And the white boy said, pimp my car out. And some other motherfucker said, pimp your house out. Pimp this, pimp that. And the word pimp became watered down to where it can mean anything. It can mean anything now. Be true to the game and the game will be true to you. That could mean anything. But it didn't when that motherfucking phrase was being used. It was to let a motherfucker know, man, you got to charge that bitch. You can't fuck that goddamn bitch before she pay you. You know, you be true to this goddamn game, nigga, and the game going to be true to you. Otherwise, whether you have this bitch or not, in the long run, the game going to reward you for being true. And if you don't believe that, of course, man, fuck that. You're going to get the pussy. Man, real niggas went hungry. Because fuck you, bitch. I'm not fucking you because you talking whatever. And then they would trust that when they left that bitch and they walking down the street, me or some other motherfucker might ride by. Rosebud, woo-woo, pulling to go, man, nigga struggling, woo-woo-woo. Nigga, you gonna give a nigga a jug. So nigga, go get some food, nigga. That's the game. That's how it goes. It pays you if you stay down. And this motherfucking nigga don't believe that. So you can't talk about it. And I really love that nigga. But that, he crossed the line with me, man. I really fucking love Steve the Dean. But I'm not fucking with no nigga that ain't about it. And the nigga ain't about it talking about he don't care that he watering down what the fucking word game means. It's just, you see, I'm excited, man. You know, the nigga, that's my nigga, man. Yeah. You know, and, but
he,
I ain't fucking
he must have been drunk that night.
Do what?
Yeah, I got one more question, bud.
That night.
Come on, man. Who got the question? What number? 813?
No, the 205. I got one more question. I remember I was watching a show, the show's back, and you was getting on the dude saying he was having sex with his girl too much. Could you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Wait, man. Because how you going to have sex with your girl too much?
No, you were saying that he was showing her too much attention. You were saying, like, man, you probably
well,
fucking
you
every
have
time
to,
you...
you know, wait, you're going to have to be more specific than that.
Okay. Basically, you were saying, well, the dude was telling you that he just met this chick or whatever, and you was telling him he was practically bending over backwards for her and saying that, hell, you probably having sex with every time you get horny instead of having a certain amount of control around her. Just basically,
okay,
I don't know if even
that is vague, but I can understand kind of what you said because, well, I'm saying, bro, let me after a bitch pussy. So once they get the pussy and they feel that they can get the pussy, they fucking be strong on getting the pussy. So it don't motherfucking matter what the fuck the bitch do or say or blah, 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 whatever problems. As long as he can fuck the bitch afterwards, he's fine. Now,
okay,
I'm not
saying that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, what I'm saying is that may be what happened and may not. But my point to you is, as far as what I was saying to him, man, you got to be in control of pussy. You got two hands. You got one on your shoulders and one between your legs. Which one do you want to think with?
One on my shoulder.
You motherfucking right. He was thinking with the one between his legs. That's all I was saying. Hey, 414, fuck you. Don't bring your motherfucking ass back on here. Because I ain't finna answer your punk ass. Who the fuck gonna hurry up because you on here? Fuck you.
You gonna get to him, bud. I ain't gonna hold you up, man.
Okay, cool. Hey, 813-205. Both of y'all hit me, askrosebud@gmail.com, and put your area code in the first three digits of your phone number in the email. And I'm gonna hit you with both part one and two of that audio book. 12 hours of dope.
Ooh.
Appreciate that, bud.
Good looking,
hey,
huh? Appreciate
hey,
that.
You know, just make sure you do it
all
today.
Right.
Make sure you do it today, because if it ain't done today, I'm not honoring what I said.
Cool, I'm finna
you
do it right
area
now.
Area code and what else?
Put your area code in the first three digits of your phone number, so I'll know it's you.
Okay.
Because you know, man, if I
cool.
say shit like this over there, a bunch of motherfuckers, man, I'm the one that called you. Blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? I write that shit down so when you hit me, you know I got the right information. All
cool,
right.
Cool, I got
at rosebud.com, right?
That's my site, askrosebud@gmail.com. That's my email. You got to hit my email with that. All right?
Cool.
All right.
Y'all
good. Hey, 312, what's up, man?
Yeah, this is L. So my question to you is, you know, when you're going through a period in your life where you're striking out a lot and, you know, you need a home run right now and you out, you hit the block, right? You out there. What's your approach when, you know, you might have had 30, 40 strikeouts, right? But I need that home run. You know what I'm saying? I'm not selling for first, second, or third. I need a home run, and that's why I'm living my life. Like, what is your approach when you out in the world like that?
Hey, check game, man. This is what's up. Think of Willie Mays.
Ooh.
What I'm saying is, do you think he ever was in a slump?
Oh, yeah. Willie Mays was in a slump, definitely.
Okay, wait. Stop. Stop. What I'm saying is, let's say the slump was X, however long. Do you think he ever changed how he approached batting?
I think at times, you know, when you have different at bats, because you keep you get different pitches, you know, and they throwing the ball at you different ways.
Bro, that's why you striking out. Because you don't believe what you need to believe in order to hit. Because Willie Mays didn't change shit. Because he understood he was a ball player. And he understood ball players have slumps. And he understood either he gonna handle the slump or the slump gonna handle him. And the only way the slump can handle him is by him to start doubting what the fuck he doing. Like you. That's why your slump handles you. Willie Mays mentally dealt with the slump until he hit. And when he hit, he said, shit! Finally! It was only a single. Finally, god damn it!
Only a single.
Hey, and then his next time up, he wasn't thinking about that slump no more. He was thinking about getting another hit, which he did. It might have been a home run. What I'm saying is the slump is coming, and no matter what the fuck you do, the only thing gonna handle it is your belief in what the fuck you doing. Because I told, I don't know if you heard this before, but I told motherfuckers, man, this, I remember one time it took me 2 years to catch a bitch. Luckily, I had a bitch during them 2 years that was paying me, but I'm saying I'm out every night, and I'm missing every fucking night. Don't you think my shit came into question? Nigga, is this for you? Nigga, you show you, you man, you can't catch a 2 years, bro. And then I knocked that bitch. And whatever came over me. What I'm saying, the bitch that I knocked was a turnout. So I had to do all the shit that I had learned, even though I didn't know I had learned it, because I already had a bitch when I learned it. But what I'm saying is, once I realized this new bitch got to learn this shit, that's when I became a pimp. Because I got to tell this bitch how to do the same thing this bitch doing. But I got to tell it to this bitch the way this bitch can hear it. And it ain't the same words that this bitch is hearing, although it's the same direction and the same instruction. Man, that's what games do for you, man. That's why niggas is so sharp. You got to think of 5-10 ways to do one thing. If you got 5 bitches and you want to take them to dinner, you can be stupid and do the same thing with each one of them. Or each one of them could be an excursion that you got to figure out what to do once you get on it. Bitch, look, come on, let's go eat. Hey, bitch, let's go eat. You know, you drive down restaurant road, you see whatever. You know, I don't even want to fuck with this. You know, we always eat on restaurant road. Let's go down Pacific Coast Highway. You drive down there. You see that shit. Damn. Fuck. You know what? I know this place in Malibu. You go. What I'm saying is this excursion. And if you ain't got this in your head, you ain't going to be able to produce that to keep the bitch captivated. Because all of this shit is getting what she wants, which is to spend time with you. Come on, man. I'm just saying it's all about the end result. That bitch don't care how many times I change my mind about where I'm going, because she gets to sit with me more time. If I go to the first place and we go in there and eat, take our time, eat, blah, 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 take an hour and a half, blah, 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 bitch, because she going to work after that. But if I look for this place, I look for that place, and it ends up taking 4 hours, and you know, we didn't drink the shit or whatever, bitch, liable to get to be with me. That's what the bitch is thinking. So, shit, long as I know that's what she's thinking, then I'm on top of what I'm doing. Because the bitch is doing what I'm thinking she should do. Want to be with me. Come on, man. You guys got to understand the game. 414, your ass is back. I told you I wouldn't fuck with you, but whatever. What? What's up, man?
Man, my phone was cutting off, OG, and you snapped on me. I had to get out the car and come back into the crib, man. Come on now. I wanted to ask you, how do you stay so sharp?
You didn't explain that it wasn't the shit I was saying. What's your question?
My question is, how do you stay so sharp when everybody else so dull?
Bro, by fucking with niggas like you.
Hey! And I'm pouring up some yak and I'm some loud right now, Nick. So it's all good, man.
I stay sharp by being combat ready to deal with you young motherfuckers that talk shit.
Hey.
I might have to explain some shit to an older motherfucker, but I can do it in such a calm manner. But if it's about, God damn it. Lena, I'm doing a video. The old motherfuckers, I can be calm. But a young motherfucker, you got to go head to head with that motherfucker. So I stay sharp like that. Hey, hold on. Don't go nowhere, 414. 205, what's up?
Hey, I'm... This is Ricardo again, but I just want to let you know, man, it should be a sin how you be mind fucking these women, man.
It is a sin. It's one of the seven honorable sins. It's negative sin, but if you sinning, like, you know, handling your business, then that is a good thing. You know.
Yeah. Hey, but
go ahead. What?
Hey, would you say that that's a must to maintain and stay ahead?
Well, nothing is a must for me. Mm-hmm. It might be for you. It might not be.
Okay.
What is a must that you believe what you think? That's the only must. Everything else, you know, is subject to interpretation of blah, blah, blah. But I believe what the fuck I think. No questions asked. I don't even trip.
Cool.
If that's what I think, that's what the fuck I'm doing. And I'm going to suffer the consequences. And I ain't got no stab wounds. I ain't got no bullet wounds. I ain't been to the penitentiary. I ain't got a ticket and I don't know when. And what I'm saying is shit. I'm this nigga. 707. Hey,
no
all you
contact
guys, sport. All you guys, hang on. 707, what's up?
What's up, bud? This is Tony. I just had a quick comment because I wanted to call into the show.
Speak up.
I said, what's up? This is Tony. I just had a quick comment.
I heard you. I just want you to speak up.
Okay, yeah. So I was actually thinking of it, and then the caller actually called him and said it about when you're going through a slump. I think, like, if you really believe in yourself or you really, like, want to do that thing, there's no, like, option. It's either you're going to, like, find a way or you're going to make a way. Like, because I'm actually going through a slump myself as far as in soccer, so it's like, do you find a way or you make a way? If you really want to go down that path.
Listen, all you guys. You got to understand. You cannot pick and choose parts of what you're doing. A slump is a part of being an athlete. Period. And if you don't accept it, you going to think all this stupid-ass shit, I got to do this, I got to figure a way to get... No, motherfucker, you just got to accept you in a slump, and you got to stay down the way you know being down, and that slump is going to be a situation that you overcome, and once you overcome it, you won't see it as a slump anymore. it would be an obstacle. And they are all made to overcome every fucking obstacle is so you can overcome it to be better at whatever the fuck you're doing. So all you guys, stop thinking about a slump. Well, don't stop thinking about it. Actually, accept it. Accept that you're in a slump. But don't accept the meaning of a slump. Because the meaning is that you ain't doing good than whatever you're trying to do and blah, blah, blah. Fuck that. You watching the ball come to you. You taking a swing at what you think is right. You just missing.
Yeah.
Hey, you playing soccer.
That's how you said he ain't
that ball. You moving that ball, and you see your shot. You take your shot. Bam, it's blocked. Man, is that you in a slump, or is that them other motherfuckers is on their job? Do you see what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I see it. You can't, just like how you said about whatever player you were saying, you said he didn't change anything. He's just in the slump because it's not going his way. But then once it goes his way, it's because he stayed doing what he was doing and being prepared, like how the show is called.
Hey, you got to be prepared. Otherwise, you got to be prepared for the slump too. No one looks forward to being in a slump. Listen, 2 years, every single night, going out getting it 10 or 12 bitches is coming up empty-handed. Man, I was fucked up. And then I caught a bitch. And I didn't remember now one of them days in 2 years. Especially when that bitch came home with that first trap. I'm saying 2 years. That's 730 days, I guess. I didn't remember now one of them. And it was like, it was 10 or 12 times I got rejected on each day. So it was like 7,000 times in reality. And I didn't remember none of them. The only thing I remember is that I went to the to that club and I told the bitches, one fucking thing, woo, woo, woo. And baby said, I made up my mind. And she wanted to go. And I said, oh, shit. I'm just talking shit like I've been doing. Kind of expecting to go home empty-handed tonight. And that bitch said, I made up my mind.
Yeah.
That's how it go, man. Hey, 631, what's up? All y'all stay on the line. The reason I got you on the line is I want you to know. Actually, hey, 631.
Like the flow of the wind. Cash need to know.
631, crying, listen. So let's just stop listening to that shit. All you guys that's on here that I told you to stay on, even 205 if you bring your fucking ass back, hit my email. I'm hooking all y'all up with the parts 1 and 2 of the audiobook. Give me your motherfucking area code and the first 3 digits of your number, and we roll. Just like that.
Man.
So, if you want to go, if y'all want to go, you can. It's, you know, I just was having you hold because I'm going to tell all y'all that at the same time. Hey, 631. Who said we still got?
What's happening, Buck?
Is this 631?
Hello, what's happening, bud?
Hey, nut man. Is this 631 that's talking?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's up?
Riverman giving you a shout out, man. What's happening,
nut man? What's happening? What's your question?
Let me hit you the question, man. A lot of stuff you were saying just now, man, was heavy, man. A lot of stuff you was dropping, man, on game and what's happening with this whole game thing and the change of the game and, you know, you getting the calls on the game and all of that. Like, wow. But you got to say more, man. Anything more? You said your piece on that.
Man, I'm not really understanding where you're coming from. What's your question?
Well, the question was back to when we say it again in a different way?
I guess. Go ahead.
Okay. I was trying to say, look.
on the whole thing. You're saying you got a call about Game, and you was talking about Game, and then you was on a show that you didn't know about? What kind of shit was that?
Bro, that was some fucked up shit. But I don't want to dwell on that. Wait, I don't want to dwell on that because I don't want to dwell negatively on Speed the Dean.
Okay.
So
no,
what I'm saying is, listen,
that's
man.
Cool. That's cool.
Can you listen? What I'm saying is, what was negative about that, Speed the Dean could have called me and said, Bud, I'm on a white boy show and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Hey, bro, can you be quiet and let everybody else understand?
Okay.
So I'm saying proper, Steve the Dean was supposed to call me and say, Bud, I'm on a show, another motherfucker. He didn't even have to say white boy. I'm on another motherfucker show. And, you know, I'm finna ask you some shit. You want to roll? And I would have said, all right. Or I would have said, no, man. Every time he called me, but I'm live right now, man, and I want to ask you something about me. Tell me what it is. You want to roll? And I say, yeah, I want to roll because that's his show. But he didn't do that on this. And then when I told him about it, he told me he didn't care. He told me he didn't care. So what I'm saying is that's too much, man. So look, you say, what is that? I've explained it. I hope no motherfucker asks me about it again because I do not hate Speed the Dean. I ain't got no beef with Speed the Dean. He just crossed the line with me. And I ain't fucking with no nigga that don't care about what he doing as far as fucking up the game. And then, I don't know if you noticed, for 15 years, everything I talked about has always been Game. Always.
Yes. Yeah.
But have you noticed, how that nigga and every other motherfucker that fucked with that nigga has got these Game titles now?
Yes. So like
everybody talking about Game.
Yep, it was like the Randy Couture back
fuck
in the day.
Bullshit, man. I love that nigga, but I just can't deal with the shit no more, man. So look, man, okay. All you guys that's on here right now, you know who you are. I'm finna get you 205 right now. What's up? What do you want?
No, I just called back, bud, because as soon as I hung up, you got on my ass.
any motherfucker. 832, what's up with you?
Oh, hey, what the fuck? Hey, what's going on, bud? I know you're doing good. man, yeah, I'm calling in because, like, man, you know what? Straight up, I think you're right as fuck, man. Like, when you start talking about, like, just this, like, the idea of, like, white people, like, culturally, they take our shit and then they normalize it to, like, make it cool. And, like, they manipulate a lot of, like, the people we look to for leadership to water shit down. Like, when you see, like, Russell Westbrook, like, out here wearing a skirt, a fucking dress, and, like, his fucking hair is blue and shit now. And then you got, like, Lil Nas X, who's supposed to be a rapper. But now he's, like, he's walking around in dresses and pretending to be pregnant and like, all this weird ball shit. And, like, I just want to say, like, I'm 100% behind you, man. Like, it's too much fuckery, man. Like, they're stealing the masculinity from black men. And once they take it from us,
they
take it from
everybody. Listen, not only are you right, but that shit been going on. I'm telling you, man. You just don't understand. Back in the day, white people used... I don't know if you remember this. I don't know how old you are. You sound like you might be over 30. But anyway, back in the day, American Bandstand and Soul Train, those was the teen-type shows to watch. Now, this was around the 60s, 65 and shit. White people's big trip was, what is soul? Because niggas was talking about, because American Bandstand would play a song by Cool in the Gang, and all the white people would be dancing a certain way. And Soul Train would play the same song by Cool in the Gang, and the niggas would be dancing another way. Now, the white people would be dancing off, you know, jumping around and throwing their... Niggas would be dancing with moves and shit. So there came a time where Dick Clark, I don't know if you remember him, but Dick Clark, he had American Bandstand. And he wanted, I forget who it was, some black motherfucker, to tell him what was sold. And he said, well what? Because they would say, why do you guys dance so different? And the dude was saying, it's soul. You know, we got soul. And he said, well, what is soul? And the nigga would say, it's in my feet. You know, it's in the way I walk. It's in the way I feel. Yeah. Giving them kind of answers. But that's not an answer to white people. So they just kept searching. What the fuck is soul? And then some kind of way they realized that soul is because of the rhythm. Black people move on the second and the fourth beat. White people move on the first and the third beat. That's why white people look off when they're dancing. And niggas look so coordinated. Once them motherfuckers defined it, they took it over. Otherwise, musically, you just got to be on the second and the fourth beat, and you playing soul. So white people started playing music. What's that band out of Mac? It was a white boy. Average White Band. Average White Boy, some shit. Them motherfuckers started playing on the second and the fourth beat, and they started appealing to black people. Then all of a sudden, white people started playing shit on the second and fourth beat. And you know what it became? Blue-Eyed Soul. Before, it was all black people winning soul categories. Now, they did the same thing with the blues. They do the same thing with every fucking thing they identify. That's why Steve was so foul, because he's given the information so that they can identify it, so that they can water it down, so that white people can accept game. That's why you get motherfuckers calling into my show today. Come up the game they was with. Well, you fucking white boy, you ain't got no goddamn game. What the fuck are you talking about? They've been listening to Dean. And motherfuckers like Dean. All them motherfuckers that fuck with him. And I know it sounds like I don't like that. That nigga showed me everything I know about making money on fucking social media. So I don't dislike or have some sort of beef with that nigga. I ain't no fake. And I'm not fucking with no nigga that don't care what the fuck they doing just because you making money. Motherfucker, please. I make money. Money don't make me. See, he let money make him. I don't care. What the fuck you mean you don't care? He told me that. Shit, I don't know if you motherfuckers understand. That's some real shit. I don't care. Come on. Hey, all you motherfuckers on right now, I'm finna take you guys out. So each one of you motherfuckers hit me with your fucking area code and the first three digits, and I'm finna hit you motherfuckers with both parts of that audio book. But right now, all y'all, I'm taking y'all out. Because I want to go on about what the fuck I was talking about. See, even though that motherfucker came on Facebook, back to Facebook, even though that motherfucker came on Facebook spouting shit I don't like, the motherfucker did come on my page spouting shit that I don't like. What I'm saying is he didn't tell Facebook none of that. He just told Facebook whatever he thought they wanted to hear. So when people have problems with me not accepting their positions, why don't they just stop reading whatever it is I wrote or stop listening to whatever the fuck I'm talking about? Why don't they just do that? I mean, it's really that easy. It's that simple. But they don't. They want to keep fucking with me. So I believe if you're in your 60s, I mean, I'm not saying I'm 100% right, but I do believe if you're in your 60s and you kind of was down or know something about the game, I believe whatever you were, a pimp, Mac, player, hustler, gambler, whatever, I believe your understanding about the game is much closer to what's real than any of the understandings. So what I'm saying is if you're in your 50s and you were raised by somebody in the game or, you know, whatever, I believe you have a fairly clear understanding of game. But I believe if you're in your 40s, unless you was really laced by one of the above that I was talking about, your information is cloudy. It could use some clearing up. I believe if you're in your 30s and was laced by anyone except the real vet, you just don't have an idea of game. Game to you is just that, a game. Preferably a video game. But I believe if you're in your 20s, we all pray that you seek game from the vets that you know or heard of or whatever. Because you have none of the real information. And if you're younger than 20, you don't have a responsibility to anyone except a pimp you know that can give you true knowledge of pimping if that's what you're looking for. But if you're just looking to be a man, you want a motherfucker that can give you real knowledge of being a man. And that responsibility is to soak up as much of the truth as you can. That's your responsibility. Most times I don't really differentiate between who is what, because I usually only refer to motherfuckers that's really, you know, about this game. Oh, I gotta stop using that word, because it's been watered down to where it can mean anything. You know, you fucking video gamers, you know, you think, what is it, a Grand Theft Auto is how you steal cars. You motherfuckers think whatever that game is where you kill motherfuckers on the streets just because whatever, you get points. I mean, you think that's like fun. What I'm saying is this. Lately, people are wanting to define what's what. But there's one fact that's not in dispute. The pimp nigga is the mightiest hustler of all. Period. Because not only do he have the women, and he getting paid for his every thought, he have that prestige and admiration of the world of hustlers, players, mats, con men, gamblers, because they know they all spend their money to fuck with bitches like we have. And we got them motherfuckers out getting money, bringing it to us. Another thing, I hope whatever you call yourself, it's not in any competitive manner, because, you know, we all know that we are bound for it, aren't we? I mean, it's like athletes. A football player don't hate on a baseball player, or a basketball player don't hate on a motherfucking soccer player. Because each of them, you know, got a certain ability that's admired by a lot of motherfucking people, and it's called sports. But you let another basketball player fuck with a basketball player, and see, they've been competing all the way, die hard, all the way. You ain't scoring that point, motherfucker. If I got anything to do with it. So we got to keep it real. And unless you're a goddamn motherfucking sucker, and you trying to include some sucker shit in the game, if you ain't doing that, we can all get along. It don't matter what you're doing, as far as what I'm doing, as far as what that motherfucker over there doing. Shit, no matter how old or how young your motherfucking ass is, if you listening to me, you have an opportunity to be reborn. You have an opportunity to reshape how you feel about your motherfucking self. You and only you have a unique perspective on what it is you need to be the man you want to be. So I say let's do it together. Just like the caller, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just going to explain to you how to handle thoughts. The rest is going to be up to you. There's one thing I learned in the past, and I had to relearn it recently. You know, being the motherfucker I am, it's just a lonely life. Even though most times I feel as if not alone, that times I realized just how alone I am. But it helped me to remember how much higher up my ideals are and my goals are than most other people's. Because, you know, birds of a feather flock together. I'm just saying, you know, there ain't very many people that think like I do. This is going to help you also, because what you're doing, everybody can't do. You have to think this stuff. Only a chosen few will really benefit from studying my course, period. We don't need any friends to be with us when we're struggling, just as we don't need any friends to be with us when we win. But we do want, and we enjoy some of the fruits of our labors with motherfuckers who have journeyed, be it social media or whatever, with us. 631, I see you back. What's happening?
Well, I got another question for you.
What's that?
Do you really believe white people can't have game?
Do what?
I heard you say something along the lines of white people can't have game or can't get game or I don't know.
Hey, hold on, bro. Nope. Man, I am not finna answer none of that bullshit. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, bro.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that was the thing. That was the whole thing. And part of it, you're saying, you know, far as, you know, the cats giving games, like, you know, the dating guys out there that's doing their thing, you don't think that they can give, you know, a multitude of people game. But I know you said it's coming watered down, though, of course, but...
Hey, listen, man. The thing is, even when you ask that question, you don't give a fuck what game means.
Yeah, that's bad. That's really bad.
Bro. Address what I'm saying, please. I'm saying even as you ask that question, you don't give a fuck what game means. Because if you did, you couldn't or wouldn't ask that question. What is game, man?
Yeah, many things, like you said, many things, many reactions.
What?
Different,
what is it?
Many reactions, many things. It's many things.
Hey, man, that's the watered-down version. Game is the shit you do in the field of endeavor it is, as far as stealing, gambling, selling houses, whatever the fuck it is. Game is everything to stay in line with what you're doing and get paid.
Yeah.
That's the key, getting paid. You ain't got no game because you went out and did this or that with some bitch. That's what people say game is. So your weak ass can think you got game. No. You got game if you go do or say whatever to this bitch and she give you a gang of money.
Right. That's pimp game then.
That's pimp game, but I'm saying if you're a basketball player, you got game if you take that goddamn basketball and slam it into the hoop and get paid.
That's true.
So it ain't got nothing to do with pimping. It got something to do with you getting paid for what the fuck you doing. So do you have some game?
I believe I do. I believe I got a host of it.
Well, what do you get paid for what you're doing?
Well, I'm an engineer for one, you know, but...
Well,
you know,
I'm not talking about work, bro. I ain't talking about work.
Oh, you mean as far as on a hustle level?
Bro, listen. Can you listen? Bro, can you fucking listen? I said, do you have any games? And you're clarifying. Are you saying... That shows you ain't got no fucking game, none.
Why?
Because you can't answer that question.
Different things, though, but it's the different things you do and how you make it happen.
Can you listen? What I'm saying is this. Listen. What I'm saying is this. You talk from the Michael Jordan. And he's telling you how to crossover. And when he showed you what to do, you start explaining how, oh, no, I don't think that's what I should do. You start telling him how to tell you to do a crossover. Would you do that?
No. Not because I get you.
So why the fuck are you trying to tell me what game is?
Well, I'm not trying to tell you because...
Yes, you are. You're trying to explain. Hey, bro, you're trying to explain why you have some game when you don't. And I'm telling you why you don't, but then, of course, you have a reason that that's not true. You just want to have
a hustle.
Bro, listen to me, man. If you wanted to be what you wanted to be, fine. You are one of them motherfuckers that listen to Steve Dean. That's why I can't stand what the fuck he doing. Because this stupid-ass fucking shit is asinine. You won't believe what game is because it don't fit your definition. Your definition fits any person. Mine specifically fits who have game. That's the big difference between what I'm talking about and what the fuck you're talking about. Game ain't about anybody can do it or anybody got it. Game is about the motherfuckers that can do it and do have it. Steve Dean, what pissed me off about him is he's making motherfuckers like you think you can sit up and talk to me about game. And all you talking about is stupid sucker shit. And you won't believe it because you heard it from Dean. Fuck you, man.
Nah, it's not just that. It ain't
fuck
that
you.
Way. It ain't.
513, what's up, man? I blocked that motherfucker, man. I don't want to hear that punk ass shit. And I,
hey, you know what?
You don't fuck with none of y'all say. I ain't mad at Steve Dean. I ain't. I just ain't going for none of that goddamn punk shit. What, Lena?
I gotta go. I need your phone. It's going to my interview.
What about?
My court fee is 100.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I remember telling you that. Just do what you need to do, honey. Just transfer it on Cash App and it's cool.
How much is it?
Whatever the fuck you need. I don't know what you need. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. 513, go ahead, man. I'm sorry, man. My daughter keeps fucking me. Go ahead, man.
It's all good, Rosewood. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Lena.
All right, look, man, I mean, this ain't to you. This is a piggyback off of what you said to these brothers who don't understand what you're saying about games. Let's just take it for example. When you go to court and you got to deal with them lawyers and shit like that, you know why them niggas don't get off? Because they ain't got the game. They don't understand the game of law. So that's why they get over on their ass, because they don't understand the game. So it's like you said, whatever particular field or whatever you in, when you got the game, you capitalize off that. And them niggas don't understand what you're saying. And because, like you say, they ain't got no damn game. That's why when these niggas go deal with all this other shit like court or, like you say, whatever sport he in, if he ain't capitalizing, he ain't got the game, bro. You're not going to win. You're not going to succeed in that. You got to go and excel in that shit. And I just want to say that to them, because obviously the niggas weren't understanding what you mean, what game
listen,
is.
Man.
It's not a video game.
Bro, what you saying, I only disagree with one thing. As far as court. See, you right. They ain't up on the game as far as the game of law. But it don't mean that they don't have no game, because they don't. Bottom line, they ain't got no game about law. But to be up on how to be in legal situations, you better make sure you got the proper representation for where you coming from. That up on law type
right.
shit. But you was right as far as everything else you was saying.
I appreciate it, boss. That's all I wanted to say, my guy.
You know it. For sure. Okay. So, people like me, we don't really need friends to be with us when we're struggling. But we do enjoy some of the fruits of our labor, which is fucking with our friends. 631, what's up, bro?
That's me?
Yeah, come out.
All right, on the second call I came through, all in all, I was saying that's part of my game is the fact that I am an engineer. So there's a lot of shit to the game, and it ain't just about hearing what I learned from you or Steve or Macario or all some or the other brothers that's doing it. Don't get me wrong.
Hey,
some of them
the niggas you
way
name,
there,
the niggas you name, get you X'd out of my motherfucking show. The Macario and all them motherfuckers, man, you know. Stop mentioning their goddamn names on my motherfucking show.
Okay.
I don't mention no names. The reason I mention Steve's name is because I could tell you listen to him by that bullshit you talking.
But, there's people out here, I still won't go with it, bud. There's some white boys that got
people
game.
What?
I'm not going to say that there ain't no white boys that got
hey,
game, man. I can't buy
you
it,
You said
okay.
it's people, hey, motherfucker. You said it's people what?
I said, guys, white guys, some of them got game.
All right, man. Is that what you got to say?
Well, that's part of it. You can't exclude
well, what
it.
The fuck else do you got to say? Because they damn white boy nowhere got no motherfucking game. Stupid-ass motherfucker.
I can't believe that.
Let me ask you this. Engineer-ass motherfucker, let me ask you this.
That's Steve DeDean. Boy, believe me.
No, I'll just shut your fucking ass up. Fuck your talking ass bullshit. Let me ask you this. What have you done in the streets that netted you money that you can live extravagantly on? What have you done to do that? 631.
Nothing. Not a damn thing. But I know
stop,
a lot of people
stop,
that have.
Stop right there. See, that's why I got to cut him off, because he's going to keep talking. What I'm saying is, you ain't did shit, but you're going to say you got some game. See, that's what Steve the Dean is fucking up on. You ain't got to do shit. But because you know the word and you can use it in the sentence, you got game. Motherfucker, you just said you ain't did shit that requires game in your life. So how the fuck can you tell me you got game, bitch nigga? You back on now, talk.
I think that's, I don't agree with that, but I still don't agree
with that. I
don't care
what you agree with. Look, I said,
what you
tell
learn,
me.
What you learn,
look,
bro,
wait.
You got SWU, man, and you know
how. You
want to
be a bitch. And you want to be just like any bitch, period, bleeding motherfucker. What I'm saying is, I didn't ask you about who believed and what whoever got. I'm saying, how the fuck can you say you have any game and you ain't motherfucking did shit? You admitted it already. So how can you say it, man? Answer that question. You back on, talk.
Yeah, you can't say that. Just because you don't do, you don't have to be involved in certain shit don't mean you don't see and know shit, but.
Okay,
like,
let me cut you off because you're going to try to explain that bullshit. So let me ask you this. Can you be a professional golfer? You, I'm talking about you. Are you in any way qualified to be a fucking professional basketball player? Are you in any way qualified to do anything other than what the fuck you doing? And that's being an engineer, and that probably some fucking glorified janitor. Don't nobody give a fuck about that bullshit you talking. Talk about what we're talking about. I ain't talking about your goddamn job. You back on, bro.
I'm talking about that's a form of game, too, because by doing
no,
it,
it's not.
Learning how to fucking maneuver, it's game involved, man.
Hey, it's game involved to you because you a sucker. It's game involved to you because if you had $100 in your pocket, I'd slap you and take it. It's game involved to you because if I was gay, I'd fuck you. It's game involved to you because you don't want to accept what game is. You want to accept your version. So you know what, bitch nigga? You can be right. You're right. Everything you're saying is right. So take your bitch ass out there and do it. Bitch, now what, motherfucker? You back on?
You shooting a little fire, but I am doing shit. I'm going to keep doing shit. I'm going to keep moving high, bud.
Right. Hey, I'm glad I'm for you, bro. Hey, I'm very glad for you. I'm very glad for you. I'm so happy you're doing shit. And I'm so happy you're going to keep doing shit. So you ain't got to call my show no more because I don't agree with that bullshit Steve the Dean is telling you motherfuckers. And I ain't mad at Steve the Dean. I just don't agree with that goddamn shit he telling you punk motherfuckers that got the fucking nerve come on my show and repeat that bullshit. Bitch ass motherfucker, you ain't got no game whatsoever because you said you ain't never did nothing to generate no money. Bitch. Fuck you, I done kicked you out. 256. Man, these motherfuckers calling me. Hey, man, fuck you. 256, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud? Hey, I just wanted to touch base with you real quick because I heard a caller earlier mention about he was an SWU student and just vouching for you and Because I've been following you since May, and I bought your course in June. And I did what you said as far as, you know, watching every video and you know, getting the most out of each video before going on to the next one. And, shoot, I just finished up, you know, what is it, 2.0 part 2. And now I notice how much, like, everything you're saying is starting to come together. And
hold on one second,
I didn't want to
vouch. Hey, man, hold on. What do you fucking want, dude? Who gives a fuck who you are? Call in on the show on goddamn Blog Talk, man. Man, the shit is on, man. Goddamn it. Fuck that. I'm sorry. But listen, man. Excuse me. What was you saying?
Oh, nah. Yeah, these dudes don't be listening. But I was just saying I'm almost done with the I got one more part, the last, what is it, 3.0?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to vouch for you, man. This shit, you know, is really kicked in. Each video really does build on top of each other. And I noticed now, like, with that part two of 2.0, it's really, like, honed it in now to where I'm feeling the confidence. And I just want to say, man, I'm going to be there in SW come October for sure. So I appreciate that, brother.
Hey, let me tell you something, bro. You ain't made no better decision in your goddamn life.
Yeah, I got to make sure this shit, you know, I'm doing it proper, you know. So.
Hey, for sure, man. 631, what do you want, man?
Don't yeah, nobody you talking to me, bro. Talking me up, man.
Hey, listen, man. And get this straight. Can you listen? I don't agree with what the fuck you saying. You can believe what you're saying, but you ain't got to come on my show and say that stupid-ass shit. Why you want to do that, man? Okay, you believe what you believe. Okay, man.
That's a part of Mackin', man. That's a part of Mackin'.
Do what?
You don't believe that's real either, so whatever.
I don't believe what?
I said that's a part of Mackin', and you don't want to believe that in me, so do you feel in the
what's
thick of
the part of Mackin'?
As far as the belief system and what game
hey,
is
listen,
and
bro.
Who can have game and who can't have game.
Hey, listen, man, Tariq, listen. Hey, you Tariq, listen, motherfucker, definition-seeking ass bastard. That shit you talking about is so weak, it is pathetic. Please, don't call me no more, man. I don't want my audience to get poisoned by the shit you saying, man.
All right, I ain't going to say no more then. I ain't going to say no more.
So are you saying you're not going to call anymore?
I'm not, well, for now, anyway, if that's
bro,
all right.
Bro, I'm taking you at your word.
What you do
say,
your
bro,
game,
bro,
no
bro,
huh?
I will take you at your word. Will you never fucking call in again?
I don't know. I don't know. Not just off of this shit you've been talking today, no.
Man, all right, man.
No, hell no. If that's all right, all right. With you, though. But that's
whatever.
About you.
Right on, man. So what I'm saying is, you know, you handle them kind of motherfuckers, and you just, he know I got to select him to talk. Already seen his goddamn phone number. Well, I ain't going to forget it. So how is he going to get to talk when he call in? See, the reason... You don't need no motherfucker, but you do want to enjoy your friends here and there. You want to enjoy their laughter. You want to enjoy their everyday foolishness, their seriousness, and their engaging ways of having fun. Sorry, I got the heat cut. So I'm not saying you want to alienate yourself from all of that. I'm blessed because I know I have many, many, many friends. But I also know and I accept that not one of them motherfuckers can I count on. I'm talking about in a crunch. Any minor situation, I got a gang of friends that I can, you know, call and really count on. But that's what I'm fucking up with Steve the Dean. If I needed something, I could call that nigga. You know, on the other hand, if I was needed, I would rearrange my day to help out whoever the fuck it was if it was a friend of mine. It don't seem equitable. But that doesn't matter to me, and it shouldn't matter to you. What's important is you believe who the fuck you are. in who you have become. You believe you're worth everything you do to maintain your thought process. At least I do. You know what really matters to me? Knowing I can count on. That's important to me. Should be the only reward that you look for, you know, in this quest for being this alpha motherfucker. So why don't we just grow together? Why don't we conquer all the motherfucking things that's available for us to have or to conquer? When you do right, things just seem to come your way. Now, videos. The next one. I'm going to have a big announcement about something happening in my life. I'm almost certain none of you motherfuckers will think anything except I fucking deserve it. 513, coming at you. What's up, brother?
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you. What's up?
Okay, well, I have game. I can step to the podium. I'm not going to explain what the fuck's the game is.
Hey, bro, listen. I don't know what's going on with your phone. Can you listen, please? I don't know what's going on with your phone, but you're fading out. Some of your words I'm hearing and some of them I'm not.
Okay.
Can you get in a better...
I'm going to turn this dumbass Bluetooth little box off.
Oh, yeah, fuck the Bluetooth, man. Talk on the phone.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Okay, well, I have game because I know what the fuck I'm thinking.
You said you have game because you know what you're thinking?
I know what I'm thinking. I know how I'm thinking. I know what my thinking requires me to do.
Hey, stop. Let me ask you this. Can you please answer this question?
Talk to me.
Besides your job, what is this game you got paying you?
I ain't never put an application in my life.
Stop. So you saying you don't have a job?
I've never had a job.
Okay, stop. So you never had a job. You make money doing what you think, right?
True.
So what's your... trip, because I said that's what game is. Motherfucker make money off of what the fuck they think.
I ain't got no trip. I'm just saying, like, game, you really can't explain it to somebody that don't have it. It's just something that, it's like a natural, like a sneeze or a cough. You know what I mean? But you got
a lot
of people kind of laugh.
Hey, I do know what you mean, and you're right. You can't explain it. That's why I hate City the Dean has taken this position to explain it to everybody. You can't do that. But as far as what you're saying, you reinforcing that I'm right, because you do what you do from what you think, and what you think is feeding you and paying your rent. So you sure in the fuck do have some game.
It has always paid my rent, and it's just ironic, like, because I ain't hear of you or from you or nothing in that fashion until I caught the show where the simple dude was talking down or whatever, like, but I had never even heard nobody in my life that could relate to the shit that was going on, or because you can't really explain it, huh? And when I first tapped into you, I commended you on the fact that you was sharp enough to like, you know how to speak where you can make somebody think. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what it's all about, thinking, bro. So I appreciate
you know how to make them think, and like, you be waiting on people to call in and ask questions, but the shit you be letting off about the Uzi, man, it's just, they be catching it and trying to link little shit up, little instances up or whatever they got going on in their life, and they be missing it. It's called game. Because I never knew what this shit was called for a whole long time.
And then my nigga was like, man, you got gang, cause that's just what the shit called. Everybody ain't got gang. Game
everybody
is
ain't
shit
got
too.
It, brother.
Now everybody ain't got it. You can't bad. It's just super. It's just common sense. Super sized common sense. And you keep applying to it, and the shit gets strong, cause it's just one truth, and you just latch that on to the other one, and it's all the truth and shit. And I think a lot
hey,
of
bro, my, I got hey, what, hold up, man, I got.
Hold on,
I got,
real
got,
quick
got,
though, real.
Come
okay,
on, man,
real
you
quick,
ain't going
okay.
quick.
Cause I was calling the wrong number and shit, but I got the new number now, so it's gonna be a little bit more.
This 513.
You know, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. This is.
But yeah, this is. That's what I'm saying. But I think a lot of this, my insight in the game I got came from. I grew up being the only child and shit. My mom was pregnant with me at 14. She had me at 15.
Hey,
my daddy.
Don't nobody want to hear your fucking background.
I'm trying to tell you where this game came from.
Man, I don't want to hear all that, man. Ask your question.
Man, I ain't got no questions. I want to hear some game.
Well, man, you just keep listening. You're going to hear some, baby. That's what this is about.
Yeah, I know that. And I'm glad I got through and got the right number because I had the wrong number the whole time, so I apologize about the...
Hey, ain't no thing, man. Ain't no thing. It's cool. Let me go on and do the rest of my show. Hey, you guys. I'm almost certain. First, you know, my videos. The next one, maybe in the next couple, I'm going to make an announcement about some big shit. And I'm almost certain not one of you motherfuckers will think anything except I deserve it. And no, I ain't talking about a motherfucking black eye. You're going to be proud and happy for me because in reality, we traveled this path together. And we've been true to it because, you know, I ain't changed and you still fucking with me. I just want you to know what I'm finna explain can happen to you too. Hey, the motherfucker that keep coming on here talking about pizza, why don't you stop? You see, I ain't fucking with you. I don't have no pizza, man. Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, let me let you say whatever. Maybe you'll stop. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man. You can talk
Hello?
Now.
Yeah, Rosebud, what's going on, man? I wanted to call you and show you some love because I've been following you for a while now. It's really kind of giving me a new perspective on confidence and self-belief, you know what I mean? And, yeah, I wanted to call you and show some love, man.
Hey, dude, let me ask you something, man. Bro, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Don't lie. Ain't you the same motherfucker been asking me about pizza?
About pizza?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Wait, are you saying that you have never called into this show and asked me about delivering some pizza?
Nah, it's my first time calling you, man.
Okay, let me say something.
Wait,
let me say something. I've been Xing you out. I've been fucking, you know, not wanting to hear nothing from you because there's a guy, same numbers as you have as far as the first six numbers, but if you're not him, which you don't really sound like him, I apologize is what I'm saying, man. I fucking thought you was somebody else and I was doing it wrong and I appreciate you, you know, calling in telling me that. You seeing a whole different, you know, view from dealing with me, man. Because that's what I'm saying. It don't matter what country you from. If you a man and you can understand English, you gonna like what the fuck I'm saying. And I appreciate you, bro.
Of course, 100%. Now, maybe someone from the, I don't know, maybe if you get the same number, maybe someone from this same area is calling you. But now it's my first time ringing you. I first came across you. to Lucario. And ever since then, I've been following you. Obviously, your game is much deeper, you know what I mean, given that you've been out in the field heavy. And yeah, man, it's given me a different perspective. I understand who I am now. When it comes to dealing with women, I tell them what I want. I tell them what I'm about. And if they're not about that, then obviously I don't deal with them. Whereas before,
hey,
I used to deal with them.
Wait.
You know.
Since you've been doing that, shit been going your way, ain't it? 100%,
man. 100%. I've been listening to you for like...
Listen, what I'm saying is, I hate that you brought up Lucario's name. But what I'm saying is,
no.
you see my shit way deeper than them goddamn motherfuckers, because they just fucking water down bullshit so they can sell shit. I'm telling you what's real. You ain't got to buy a goddamn thing from me, and you can take what the fuck I say and go out and do it, and you will see some changes. And you know that for a fact, because evidently you've been listening to me and you done did some of the shit and you see results, right?
Yeah, 100%. No, it's mainly like, you know, they say real recognize real. When I listen to you, I can see it's real game coming from, you know, from you. And when you deal with women, you kind of see that, you know, when you tell them.
Hey, where are you from?
I'm calling from London, man. I'm calling from
London.
Yeah. I'm calling from London.
That's what's up, baby.
Yeah, I'm sure
bro, I appreciate you calling in from London, you know, but what I really would like is for you to make some of them goddamn London fine-ass motherfuckers call in, man, so I can talk to some of them London women.
Yeah, I can do that for you, man. Next time you come on, I'll get the girl I'm dealing with to, you know, give you a call, and maybe you can instill some game into her. You know, I mean, obviously I've been doing that.
Don't make that mistake. No one should be able to spit some game into your motherfucking woman's ear. Only you.
Oh, no, I don't, no, I didn't mean it like that. I mean, like, obviously, give her some wisdom, because obviously I've been doing that.
What you did was misuse the word game.
My bad. Well, I meant with wisdom,
You listen to that watered-down bullshit, them motherfuckers, Lucario and Dean and all that shit, and it can mean anything, so you just use the word. So when you talk to me, I'm talking about what it means. And what it means, the shit you believe besides what you do for your job, it makes you money.
Yeah.
Period. That's game. Whatever you believe that is not going to work, but you believe once you go to work, you got to come home and hustle up doing whatever you do. The game.
Yeah.
As far as game, the word and what it means is that you believe in that enough to risk whatever you're risking for the income that you're getting from what you're doing. That is game.
Right.
It is not anything you do. See, the Dean and fucking Lucario is making you motherfuckers think anything you do and anything you think is game. That's not true. That's not true, man. That's what is fucked up about what Dean is doing. He's pouring a whole bunch of water on what the meaning is, so that it's so diluted that any motherfucker can do it. No. Any motherfucker don't have game. Only certain motherfuckers have it. But they're fucking it up,
man. I agree with you.
All right, bro.
I apologize.
No, man, I apologize to you. You didn't do nothing wrong. You called in. I'm glad I did finally pick you up, man. Thanks. Hey, listen, man. Beating the odds are the most exciting. I mean, it's just the most exciting thing I could do sorry, these days, I got the hiccups. I beat the odds when I left the game with my mind intact. And I left the game not cooked. God damn it, I got to get some water, man. You guys got to excuse me. I'm sorry, goddammit. I fucking hiccups, man. But I left the game, you know, with my mind intact. I wasn't hooked on drugs. And when I did leave, I had a view of my future. Now, then I beat the odds when I graduated magna cum laude in my fucking undergraduate work. And I continued to buck the odds when I graduated summa to my master's 4.0. Now, what I'm saying, I now am going to buck the odds by doing shit maybe for a week or two. Then I'm going to forge forward with my exciting life. And will I continue? Come on, 631. Fuck you on, man. Shit. What, but, man? Come on.
What's up? What you want me to say? What you want me to say? I'm in the chat room, champ.
Man, come on, man. What the fuck do you want?
I'm listening, man. I'm listening on, man. I'm listening to what's going on. I'm chatting.
You can stay in the chat to listen, man. You ain't got to put no press one like you got a question.
Oh, okay. But it wasn't, when I go to the chat, it won't let me be on the phone at the same time.
Bro, can you please just do what you should do? You want to be in the chat, you ain't got to press one. You ain't got to do shit, but listen. All right, you know, I don't like talking to motherfuckers that's full of shit. You know, I'm sorry, dude. Doesn't nobody want to talk to you. I mean, I'm going to forge forward with my fucking, you know, praise God. You know what? I want you to hear a letter that I got about my scholastic achievement. Dear John Dixon, on behalf of the faculty and the staff at Ashford University, congratulations on being named to the Dean's List for summer 2012. Continue this up and you're headed for the Honor Society, an accomplishment not many can claim. Your appointment to the Dean's List is published on Ashford University's website under the Dean's List link. Your destination and commitment, your dedication and commitment to your studies make you a great role model for others to emulate. You and your family should feel quite proud of your accomplishments. All of us at Ashford share in this pride as well and believe that students like you help make Ashford University the quality it is. And again, congratulations for a job well done. Dr. Rebecca Wardlow. Should I be proud of that? Motherfucker, hell yeah. Salute to my black ass, because this is in the master's program. And the people I'm in class with, or the people I was in class with, have been in education for many fucking years. And I made it. Well, at least I competed with it. It's their careers. It was something I was doing. I'm keeping up with them. Or I kept up with them. And I excelled while dealing with them. And believe it or not, at first I thought it was too much. But then I realized I could do it. So can you. That's what you need to know. Matter of fact, I'm gone.